It's Thursday, the 26th of June, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Following the Finance Ministry's approval of a scheme allowing civil servants to use pension savings as collateral for home loans, we spoke to economist Gabriel Erastus about the development.
The cost of housing in Namibia is one of the most expensive exercises. If you look at on average or the mode pricing, house in Namibia is around 1.3 million. That includes now the central and also the coastal area. And that has been the existing norm. If you go in the balance sheet of the banks, most of their assets are home loans, more than 60 billion. Now, if you look at that average price or mode price of 1.3 million, then you now ask yourself this question, then how will we afford houses? So I think it is quite good idea for an alternative to be created in the market.
The city of Cape Town's disaster risk management says no major flooding incidents have been reported overnight. Spokesperson Sonika Latigan says organizations have assisted in Fegiskraal and Belgravia, where more than 600 people were impacted.
All services will continue to work on incidents reported today. Disaster risk management teams will also continue assessments in the areas where flooding was reported to determine the extent and the nature of humanitarian relief required. Our NGO partners are assisting affected communities with soft relief.
Meanwhile, here at home, we're also facing a cold front, so be safe out there. Remaining with climate-related news, two people have been killed in France in separate incidents of falling trees as huge supercell storms sweep across the country after a week of very high temperatures, Ross Cullen reports.
Torrential rain, high winds, flooding, enormous hailstones, thunder and lightning. France was hit on Wednesday by huge supercell storm systems rolling across the country after a period of sustained hot weather with temperatures in excess of 35 degrees Celsius. A man and a 12-year-old boy died after being hit by falling trees, and on Thursday more than 100,000 homes remained without power after the storms. Ross Cullen, Paris.
In a UK-based charity, the Donkey Sanctuary has warned that nearly 6 million donkeys are now slaughtered each year to supply China's booming collagen-based health supplements, decimating donkey herds from 11 million in 1992 to just 1.5 million in 2023 alone, and devastating African communities that depend on them. In response, the African Union has imposed a 15-year moratorium on donkey slaughter last year. And today is the International Day Against Drug Abuse, with local authorities and partners running campaigns in schools and clinics to raise awareness, provide prevention programs and support affected communities. We reached out to NAMPOL spokesperson Deputy Commissioner Kauna Shikwambi.
Namibia is faced with so many drug-related crimes. Namibia is part of SADC, and through trans-organized national crimes that SADC is also trying to fight hard with our stakeholders and neighboring country. And as such, we deemed it necessary that we too observe the day simply just to extend awareness that drug use and illicit trafficking is a concern within Namibia. And it's important that we use this opportunity also to reflect on what we are going through, the challenges, and of course, what is important, advocate for the prevention.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.